Welcome to The Platform. I'm your host, Chad Balthrop, and we're doing our devotions together every Monday through Friday. We've been in the book of Philippians, and we're going to continue in that today. That the theme of this book is how to be humble and happy, and all through the through chapter 2, we've seen Paul's definition of humility, we've seen an example of what humility looks like, and now we're beginning to talk about what does humility do? How does humility act? And so today we're going to read Philippians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, just two verses today. And this is an example of how humility acts versus Philippians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Yes, and if I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Now, two simple verses, and it sounds very out of context because it's just one paragraph. And I'll tell you, I'm taking this one paragraph at a time, generally. Most of the time, I'm taking it a paragraph at a time because I believe that gives us the greatest opportunity for the broadest context of the verses and the words and the language that's being used. But in this particular instance, it actually connects to the paragraph before it. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that's verse 14, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I've not run in vain or labored in vain. And then we get to verse 17, and this is Paul talking, yes, and if I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the service and sacrifice of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. I think this is something else that humility does. Humility is willing to invest everything about who you are into the thing that God has called you to do. That you would pour yourself out. Paul says, if I pour myself out as a drink offering, back then that language was so clear to them and so understandable. They would take a valuable drink and they would come into worship with this valuable drink as an offering before God, and they would pour it out. And when they would pour it out, they would pour it onto the altar, and what was left in the cup was absolutely nothing. There was nothing left when the drink offering was poured out. You might remember the woman with the alabaster flask, the one who came in and she anointed the feet of Jesus with this incredibly valuable perfume that was inside this alabaster flask. She didn't just do a little bit of it. She didn't just pour out some of it. She broke the flask and emptied all of it onto the feet of Jesus. And you'll remember there were specifically Judas, who was watching and who was offended at the extravagance of her offering. She could have taken that and sold that for so much money, and then that could have supported the mission and the ministry of Jesus, and it could have helped people. It could have fed people. There's so many other things that could have been done with that offering, Judas would say. Yet Jesus stopped him and said, wait a minute, she's done the thing that's necessary. She's done the thing that's right. She's done the thing that's given glory and praise and honor to God. So don't stop her in this. And so it makes me wonder, what is it that you pour yourself into? The kind of thing that you pour yourself out so thoroughly that by the end of the day, you just feel like you have nothing left to give. And all you need is a little bit of rest. And even though you've poured out everything you have to give, you're just so energized and excited by what's next. All you need is a good night's sleep so that you can get up and do it all over again. I remember 20 years ago, I worked at Falls Creek, and our schedule went from early in the morning till late at night. Our very first scheduled meeting was at 7 a.m. And then from 7 a.m. till midnight, my team and I would work to bring to life the ministries of what took place at Falls Creek. My team was specifically responsible for video production and graphic design and those kinds of things. And I had an incredible team of men and women that we served together in order to amplify the message that was being preached, in order to help that message connect in the lives of students so that they could hear clearly and understand and live out that faith that God was pouring into them. And we got to be a part of that. And man, we would get up early enough to be on time for our first 7 a.m. meeting. And we would stay up sometimes well past midnight in order to finish the day's work for what was next. And we would go to bed sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning, just exhausted, but energized and excited about what's next, because we had just seen God move time and time and time again, and eternity change in someone's hearts and lives on a Tuesday afternoon simply because we had worked, we had prayed, we had served, we had done all things without complaining or disputing. We had used who we are and what we have for someone else's benefit. That's what this passage is talking about. So here's my encouragement to you. Find it. Find the thing that you can pour yourself out for. Find the way that God has called you to pour yourself out as a drink offering on the service and the sacrifice of the faith of others. Find it, because every night it'll be the same. Every night you'll go to bed exhausted and energized, ready to do what God has for you to do next. Let's pray this back to our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you so much for encouragement like this. Thank you for the energy that you've given to us, the excitement that you've given us, the opportunity you've given us to serve others and to serve you. And I pray that everyone who's listening, I pray that we would all find that thing that you've called us to do, that you've entrusted us with, that you've empowered us for, that allows us to every night go to bed exhausted, because we've poured ourselves out as a drink offering on the service and the sacrifice of the faith of others. I pray that you would help us to find that thing and to be those people who would do that, and that we would be energized and excited about what's next, because we get to do it all again the next morning. Just like Paul says, that we would rejoice with one another as we serve you together. We love you, Father, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening today. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast so that you can catch future episodes, and you can help us connect with other people by liking, sharing, and commenting on this episode. I'm sure there's some other people out there who would love to do this devotion with you and with us together. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on the platform.